Hello everyone, this is Funda.
And this is Rodrigo.
Welcome to the Stranger's Corner.
Hell yeah.
Today, we are comparing love and relationships in here and in our countries.
Don't forget, we'll continue the topic of the latest program. So, let's rock and roll.
Yes, our first song is a Turkish song. It means I want to love. Let's see if you want to love as well.
How do you say it in Turkish?
Sevmek istiyorum.
Nereden geliyorum? Nereye gidiyorum? Neredeyim ben? Bilmek istiyorum. Sevgiyi arıyorum, güzele tapıyorum. İnsan mıyım ben, bilmek istiyorum. Acılar çekiyorum, gözyaşı döküyorum. Aşık mıyım ben? Bilmek istiyorum. Dağlara çıkıyorum, yağmurda koşuyorum. Deli miyim ben? Bilmek istiyorum. Şarkılar söylüyorum, şiirler yazıyorum. Ağlıyorum ben, sevmek istiyorum. Neredeyim ben? İnsan mıyım ben?
Anything, but it was pretty nice. The tones are great. So, Funda, let me ask you then, how are relationships and love-related matters in Istanbul? Or maybe you could speak about Turkey, but I think that would be too big. Maybe Istanbul, yes. Which is the city you know,
yes,
would be more adequate.
Yeah.
What do you think? Easy. How do they work?
Like all relationships, love is not working in Istanbul.
Come on, Funda. She's the most optimistic girl you'll find,
yes,
in Perugia, no,
yes,
doubt about that.
There are a lot of kind of people, a lot of kind of specialties, and finding the right person is so hard for everyone. Because when you think, okay, he's the right person and not, and you think, oh no, he's an awful person and maybe he's the right person. It's so complicated. And how was relationships? Mostly serious. Yes.
That was deep, people. You have to really, maybe we should give a break to understand that. I didn't understand. Maybe you do.
Like, you met someone and you started to share something. You connect emotionally. At least for me, it's like that. And you started to spend time together. And then you get in a relationship. there is not much more casual things. Of course, some people choose some casual things, not connected at all. Let's not get so emotional. There are some people like that, and there are some people who are looking for the love. They are always different kind of people. Some men are so emotional. Some women are so dramatic, and sometimes they get tough. Sometimes they get so delicate. Yeah, it's always different. How about your country?
Well, about the country, I don't know, but
Bogota,
which is the city I've lived all my life, almost, of the experience I've had, I think it depends of many things. Like, first of all, the age you're looking at. So, for example, I would say the relationships are serious, yes, but if you are young people, they have serious relationships, yes, but at the end, you know, it's not like as serious as you would, maybe as you are talking about that, or am I wrong? Or what do you mean by serious when you said in Turkey relationships are serious?
Sometimes I really can't get it, because even young people have serious relationships. Like, okay, I love you. I can't do without you. We have to get married. And sometimes they really get married at a very young age.
Oh, really? In Turkey, like, that's common?
Yes, it's so common.
Like, being in a relationship in Turkey, would you say it's like a pact, kind of like old relationships are serious, or maybe
no,
young
not
boys
all.
But maybe some mentality they have, I don't know, tell us some more about that.
If I make an example of my friends, men friends, if they are young, if they are under 25 or 27, they want to get married, they want to have a family, they want to have child.
Under.
Yes. It's their dream. But when a man over 28, they are started to think like, okay, it's not working, because they all had some kind of long and serious relationship that never worked. So they are broken inside.
Broken-hearted.
Okay. Broken-hearted, yes. Inside. And they don't want to get married. They don't want to build a family. They don't want anything serious.
Okay.
So they are moving in apartment, and they are working, and they are having fun. So they lost the sense of the seriousness in a relationship.
So would you say people are serious until 25?
Yes, really? Because it's about the experiment and heartbroken thing.
But do you think a heart can be broken to the point you don't want to marry anymore? Because that's a huge step. Okay, we all have heart and like broken hearts for many things. Like your heart can get broken because of a friend, a family matter, a problem you have. But do you think it's irreversible? I don't know if that word exists.
I think in this matter I'm an exception, because it's the opposite for me. I never wanted to get married and never wanted to have children because of the world trouble and economic situations, and I don't want to have children in that sense of matter. And then I felt in love with someone, and we were together like 2.5 years, and he wanted to marry, and he changed all my thoughts about it, and I started to think building a family with him. And then we broke up. I thought I will be like my friends. I don't want to be involved with anyone, and I don't want to get married, blah blah blah. But no, I can get married and I can build a family.
Changed the way you look the world.
Yes.
That's great.
Yes.
How people can have that interference in the good sense.
Yes.
Your life thoughts is amazing.
Yes, because as I told last episode, I'm really looking for some connections. And when I find this, it will change me in a good way. Like, I love seeing the world with the other person's eyes. Yes, and I want them to love to see the world from my eyes. Then you can add one and another everything, every nice aspect of life. I love that mixture. I don't know if mixture is the right word, yes. But yes, I love this feeling. So he changed me also.
That's amazing. Is that personal love is a personal matter. Like, you can be in a cultural environment, but at the end, you live love the way you feel like it, you know? But returning back to this, to people, how do they get into a relationship? Because I think we were speaking about this the other day, and you told me something I found really interesting. Like, how is the process since you start and meet the other girl? What mm-hmm. happens? Tell us about that.
When a man meets a girl, if he likes her, he starts to wonder about her. Like, what is she doing right now? Who is she with? Kind of jealousy. But there is no formal way. They are starting to talk on the phone, and mostly men invite women over some coffee or some wine, whatever they like, and then maybe some movie and dinner. And if she likes him back, the relationship is already here. They don't have to talk about anything. Yeah, he can hold her hand, he can kiss her, or whatever they want to do.
He becomes, or they become, boyfriends, like, automatically, would you say?
Yes.
There's no, like, social requirement.
No.
To get that part.
Okay. No. Maybe in high school or elementary, like, would you be my girlfriend? Or
okay, so there was, like, this thing. Okay, I got it.
Yes, but if a man says, I want to see you more often, then okay, you
then
will be in a relationship.
She is going down.
Yes.
Okay, that's pretty interesting, actually.
Yes, and how about Bogota?
Bogota, the part I know and the part I've lived, you meet a girl, okay, the pre-part, I think it's basically the same. You start wondering about her. You want to spend time with her. And if you both like each other, you're going to get to a point when you can hold her hands and things like that. But it is not yet boyfriends, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because in Colombia, I don't know, the experience I've had in Bogota, there's a point where you can be good with a person, like, literally, because we say están bien,
mm-hmm.
which means you're good. If you're good with someone, it means everything is going probably to a relationship, but mm-hmm. it's not necessarily that relationship. Like, I can say, yeah, they are good, but not necessarily they are boyfriend and girlfriend. So there is, like, this kind of requirement that you have to ask, do you want to be my girlfriend? Of course.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a rule. It's not an established rule. Some couples just hire boyfriends automatically, as you say. But I believe and I feel it's common. It's common that men who wants a girl, or girl who wants a man to be her boyfriend or girlfriend, would ask beforehand. And it's interesting to see how it works, because is like the man having the courage to ask for the hand of the woman.
Yes.
Yeah, kind of. I hate sounding too much too romantic, but that's kind of the idea. Like, I want you to be my girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
so I ask you if you want to be. Of course, probably if you're asking her, probably you're fine before, you're good beforehand.
Uh-huh.
And probably she's going to say yes, but of course.
What if she's not?
If she's not good?
No, what if she is not saying yes?
Then you're fucked, my friend. I'm sorry. Oh. If she says no, then...
Huge.
Or maybe she could say, no, I don't want a relationship right now. Then it wouldn't mean you're fucked because you're still good. It depends the process because I think each one has different process. So if you were good before and she says no, I think you just could enjoy your time together but with no formal relationship. If you were not good beforehand, then probably you made a bad step, first of all. And yeah, you're pretty much done. Or maybe she's gonna like you afterwards because you had the courage to tell her.
Yes, it's so important. I want to ask something else. Are there any girls who are asking the boys?
It's a great question, but let's hold it. Let's play a song for now. What do you think of listening Don't Go Breaking My Heart from Elton John?
I think it would be the great show.
It's amazing. Question: do girls say to boys? Well, what I've heard about is not common, it's not usual. Some girls push boys to do it, but in a good sense of the word. So some girls are like, "Aren't you gonna ask it to me?" But they don't ask it, you know. Like it's like this game, like, "Aren't you gonna ask me to be your girlfriend?" Like, really? So that's the kind of pressure they do. I don't mean like in a bad sense. It's like this pressure, like, hey, I want you to ask me. And if you realize, you would ask her. But the girl taking the whole responsibility of it, what I've heard about is not common. It can happen, but socially, normally, men, it's like a man's thing to do. Of course, I don't mean like if a girl does it, she's going to be seen with other eyes, but it's not as common as men doing it. How is it in Istanbul or Turkey?
Generally, men ask.
Men do it, yeah. So it's pretty much the same kind of game.
Yes,
okay.
Because I think it's from the tradition, maybe, I don't know, but... mostly men are asking women, like, they have to be the courageous one.
Okay, and you think that's bad? You're looking at me with a face like I didn't wrote the rule.
Actually, I was thinking about, okay, courage is a beautiful thing, yes, and it looks great on people. And when a man that I'm attracting to, and he comes with me like this, I said, oh, what a courageous man. What a man. I have to say yes. But if I have no attraction to that guy, I said, what the fuck? Who do you think he is? How can he ask me like that? It's kind of hypocritic, but...
Is it something bad? Like, for example, if you don't like a man and he goes to you and tell you, like, damn, I love you, girl.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't like him at all.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be something bad at all? You know what I mean? Like, because he's having the courage to go there and tell you. He has the guts.
Yes.
To do it. And maybe you're going to realize him because he did that, you know? Maybe mm-hmm. before you didn't thought about because you're like, I don't like him at all. But maybe once he tells you, you change your view about him. Or at least if you don't change your view about him, you're going to think about him at least for a minute because he asked you.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think about that? Do you think it's a good move to do?
For me, at the first time when I see a boy, I make a tick or an X on it. If he is an X coming to me, it's a bad thing because I don't know how to reject unless I broke his heart. It's a sad story. I don't want to break anyone's heart.
Okay.
But if it's if he is one of the ticks, then
everything would go smoothly.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, it's interesting. But I think it's something more personal, you know. Every person sees it in a way.
Yes. But you have to feel the connection.
Yeah. But about the connection, how do you know when you feel it? You know, because sometimes nowadays you have like this, how could you say it like this? Plastic relationships.
Oh,
in the sense like they are very just to show you're with someone, but not really because you really want to be with her.
Mm-hmm.
Just because sometimes I believe there's like a pressure to get into a relationship. I've heard it from some friends. Like sometimes you just see too much things going around. For example, you can see many friends, many of your friends in a relationship. And if you're alone and you're single, you would feel like, oh, I really need to get to a relationship. And maybe you could press the thing to get in a relationship. And I think that's where the problem is.
Yes.
When you try to run
mm-hmm.
behind getting a relationship. Because you don't let life run smoothly. You're cutting the flow of water to get yourself in.
Yes, too much pressure.
Too much pressure. But what do you think of that? Are you running for a relationship or are you running with the water? Flowing with the water,
I
would say.
I'm choosing flowing with the water because I'm not a runner. And in my life, I have serious relationships. I'm always about serious relationships because I'm always looking for some real connection. And for me, that pressure doesn't work because think about that way. Maybe your friends, the friends have boyfriend, girlfriend, but now my friends are married. It's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of pressure than the boyfriend-girlfriend thing.
Okay.
Because people think, okay, I'm now...
Old.
Yes.
Is it like that?
Yes, I'm now... I have to get married. I have to have children, blah, blah. But the thing you said, it's really important. You have to flow with the water because if you have to push yourself, oh, okay, it's a pressure.
Right one, she's the right one.
Yes, and I have to get married. It's a huge mistake. I have some friends and family members doing that mistake, yes, and they have children, and it's too late now because there are children right now in their life.
And are they divorced?
Some of them, yes. Some of my friends get divorced. It's very hard. It's very devastating for both of the people and
for the kids also.
For the kids. The most part is about the kids, because you are a wreck, he is a wreck at this moment. You are destroyed. You are not even helping each other, and you are not helping yourself. How can you help the children? They all get hurt.
That's right. That's right. Please give funds to our fund, www.helpourchildren.org.
Donations.
We are fundraising.
No.
Yeah, but it is true. It is true. Being serious about the subject, it's true. Don't push it. I think that that's the best advice I can give you. Relationships, you don't have to push them. Of course, it doesn't mean you have to sit in your couch and wait for someone to enter your door. No, not at all.
Yes.
But it also doesn't mean running and trying to press, like, to say, I need to be in a relationship. I think you're going to find the right one.
Yes.
You have to be yourself, which is really hard.
Hard.
Nowadays. Really, really hard.
Even if you are being yourself, the people who match with, maybe they are faking, so you cannot know. And another thing, for me, love came to me every time when I was not looking for it. It found me.
The best experiences come when you're not looking for it, don't you think?
Yes.
I've had a similar experience. So guys, flow with the water. And this is time for the last song we're going to listen tonight, which is Girls Just Wanna
Have Fun. Kisses. Bye.